Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well, and today we continue in the Gospel of Luke. And if you find this helpful, please do feel free to share it with anyone else who may find it helpful. Let's read from Luke 9, 37 to 50. Quite a long reading, but let's read from Luke 9. The next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. A man in the crowd called out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child." A spirit seizes him, and he suddenly screams. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him, and is destroying him. "I begged your disciples to drive it out, but they could not." "You unbelieving and perverse generation," he replied, "how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." Even while the boy was coming, the demon threw him to the ground in a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the impure spirit, healed the boy, gave him back to his father, and they were all amazed at the greatness of God. While everyone was marveling at all that Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men." But they did not understand what this meant. It was hidden from them, so that they did not grasp it, and they were afraid to ask him about it. An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child, had him stand beside him. Then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, for it is the one who is least among you all who is the greatest." "Master," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name. We tried to stop him because he is not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for whoever is not against you is for you." So today's lesson, so much in that text, isn't there? But our simple lesson today is we are all tempted to pursue false greatness, and we must learn to pursue sacrificial service modelled on the glory of the cross, which is true greatness. So again, we're all tempted, aren't we? We're all tempted to pursue false greatness, and we must learn to pursue sacrificial service modelled on the glory of the cross. This is true greatness. After that great revelation in the Transfiguration, where we heard God's voice saying, "This is my son whom I have chosen, listen to him," we have another moment when Jesus' glory is revealed. As he returns from the mountain, he released a boy from the oppressive power of a demon. In passing, it's interesting to note, isn't it, that the disciples could not cast it out, which stops us from assuming that the power and authority that they were given at the beginning of the chapter in verses 1 to 9 works automatically without fail. No, we are still to operate in the power and authority that are ours by virtue of being in the kingdom of God, but this does not mean that we will not face the mysteries when it seems that God doesn't answer our prayers. However, that said, Jesus reveals his glory. He casts out the demon, leading to this response, and they were all amazed at the greatness of God. Having revealed his glory, he uses this opportunity to tell them that although being the Son of God and worthy of worship, he will go to the cross. We read, while everyone was marveling at this, all that Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men." I hope we understand that the cross was the greatest revelation of the glory of God. Yes, we've been seeing Jesus revealing his glory in so many ways, and this isn't something different. No, by going to the cross, this is going to reveal the glory of God and the glory of Christ. We read in John 13, 31 to 32, when Judas was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. So he's talking about the cross. This is going to bring glory to God and glory to Jesus. Jesus' death reveals the glory of God's mercy. It reveals God's glory in his hatred of sin, that is to go to such lengths to deal with sin, to judge his own son. It reveals the glory of God's hatred of sin. It reveals the depth of his love for the world. It reveals the depths of his humility and service. You see the glory of God in the cross, not in the calming of the storm, not in the healings and deliverances, not even in the transfiguration, but in the cross we are taught about the true and greatest greatness and glory of God and how it is to be pursued for ourselves. As the disciples among themselves, as to who is the greatest, Jesus points to a child and tells them, it is the one who is least among you all who is the greatest. It is those who carry the cross of sacrificial service in imitation of the glory of the cross. It is those who are truly great. So in response, we're all tempted to pursue false greatness, and we must learn to pursue sacrificial service modeled on the cross, which is true greatness. Have we become self-absorbed, caught up with our own ambitions, our own esteem, even these good things like feeding and praying for the sick and casting out demons? These are all good things, but are we also laying our lives down in loving sacrificial service? Is this our leaning? Is this our emphasis? Are we seeking to serve people? Yes, but even in our praying for the sick and so on, are we seeking to serve them? Or are we seeking selfish ambition? Are we addicted to likes on social media? How are we pursuing true greatness? By laying our lives down in service to others, will we imitate Jesus' glory? God bless you.